Feng Onjima plays out in life. The grand proverb Feng Onjima recently came to life in my life. The meaning of the proverb is that you can never know whether something would be good or bad. That unexpectedly, what appears to be bad fortune turns out to be good fortune. Proverb played out recently in my life. About Lunar New Year's Day, we were preparing to go to Thailand in 2 weeks from our home in South Korea. At the end of February, we were to go to D.C. My wife blew out her lumbar disc, and we were forced to cancel a trip. This occurred just as the coronavirus is taking off around the world. If we had been gone, we may have been stuck either in Thailand, we may have been stuck in the U.S., and traveling in the midst of a corona outbreak would probably mean that we would have been exposed to the virus. Instead, we were forced to stay home and self-quarantine ourselves. Therefore, we escaped being exposed to the coronavirus. We were much safer here in Korea where the outbreak is contained rather than in D.C. where it's still spreading everywhere. So in a sense, her misfortune throwing out her disc resulted in staying at home and avoiding the coronavirus. It's the true meaning of the Korean-Chinese expression, Seongjima. Based on a Writer's Digest prompt, write a lucky, unlucky poem. Seongjima plays out in my life. Korean proverb Seongjima recently came to life in my life. Meaning of the proverb is that you can never know whether something will be good or bad, and the unexpected what could appears to be good bad fortune turns out to be a good fortune. Proverb played out recently in my life. Around Lunar New Year's Day, we were preparing to go to Thailand 2 weeks from our home in South Korea. The end of February, we were to go to D.C. My wife blew out her lumbar disc, and we were forced to cancel our trips. This occurred just as the coronavirus is taking off around the world. If we had gone, we may have been stuck either in Thailand, we may have been stuck in the United States, and traveling in the midst of a corona outbreak would probably mean that we would have been exposed to the virus. Instead, we were forced to stay home and self-quarantine ourselves, and therefore we escaped being exposed to the coronavirus and feel much safer in Korea where the outbreak is contained, rather than in D.C. where it's still spreading everywhere. So in a sense, her misfortune, throwing out her disc, resulted in staying at home and avoiding the coronavirus, is the true meaning of the Korean-Chinese expression, Seongjima. Writer Digest prompt, writer, reader, lucky, unlucky poem.